I've unmuted.
Maybe I got it now.
There you go, sir.
There we go. I'm just kind of blown away. While the allegations are there, they are nothing's found. And we have never just randomly picked a person and gone with it on anything. The fire department has to get multiple bids to replace a tire on an emergency vehicle. That's a couple hundred dollars. This is over $1 million. We're just gonna pick one person, not interview multiple, and then go with that person and change a service that has been provided to this township for years. While I understand the benefit level should not change, it cannot change contractually, but I understand it should not change. If it does, it's going to cause problems, and we don't know that it's not going to. We haven't sat down and talked with these brokers yet to understand what's going on between the multiple bargaining units that we have in this township. And we allowed one person to go out on her own and find a single provider who she chose to do things the way she wants them to be done. That's just not how things have been done in the past. And it's disheartening to me. It's going to be disheartening to the members of the local 1441. And it's going to be disheartening to every employee in Franklin Township to watch this happen and to know that the people that have been chosen to lead us are allowing this to happen. I'm disappointed in everybody. Linda has been nothing short of amazing for the members of Local 1441. If there are issues, there are issues, and that stuff needs figured out. But none of that's founded right now. And all we're dealing with is rumors. And we're going to change a huge portion of our benefits package on rumors. So I'm shocked. I'm upset. And the members of the fire department are definitely going to notice it. So thanks for your time.
Okay, Mr. Delosier, if I may, this change has been based on legal counsel, as well as the state that we needed to make this change. So, as a trustee of Franklin Township, I weigh, in the same as I'm sure any trustee, all the trustees, weigh the decisions of the guidance that we are giving by legal counsel as well as the state. And that's as far as I will go into it. And when we're making that decision, we don't make it lightly. If you recall the last meeting, we did not go there. We discussed it as it should be in an open meeting. Trustees cannot talk amongst themselves outside of the meeting. And as you said, you were proud of the trustees for the work that they did at that meeting. Since then, as I mentioned, when things are brought to light with legal counsel as well as the state, we had no choice. So, in my opinion.
If I could, Mr. Flashman, I think that basically I'm upset enough. I would prefer not to say much more because there possibly could be some legal ramifications involved here. We have totally done our diligence, and with all things concerned and the legal representation that we have had, I think we need to just move on. And if someone wants to say anything about this going forward, then that's entirely up to them. But I feel confident that we have 100% done our due diligence, and I think it's in the best interest of all concerned. And I'm not, won't be so sure that Mr. Delosier or anyone else, as time goes on, will maybe get a better picture of why we did some of the things we did. So So thank you. And I would ask you if you've just about had enough. I think that's about all we need to say at the moment about this question.
Thank you, sir. I will ask if there's anyone else that would like to make a statement or have a question.
Can I make a statement?
Yes, ma'am. You have
okay.
3 minutes, if I can.
Oh, yeah. I just want to say it has been an absolute pleasure servicing Franklin Township. My apologies to the employees that it, the relationship is not going to continue. I am confident that Brian will do a very good job for you in service. Brian, I just wish you best of luck. And I found out in the meantime, you know, my sister Ruth Hunter, she says hello. No hard feelings. Again, it has been a complete pleasure. And I wish you all great health, be safe, and I will miss you. I really will. But no hard feelings. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda. It has been a pleasure working. Whoops, did I? Am I still on, sir?
You're on, yeah.
Okay, my screen just went click and went away. I apologize, but at least you can hear me. But I was going to say, Linda, it's been a pleasure working with you over the past, I would say, approximately 4 years, I believe, if not a little bit longer. I would like to bring Brian in to the conversation. Brian, if you would like to introduce yourself.
Sure. Thank you, Trustee Fleshman. Thank you, Linda, for those kind words as well. And once again, my name is Brian Lenza with Preferred Benefits. I just wanted to reassure everybody, Firefighter Delosier, Sergeant Moore, all the employees, is that our goal is to help transition Franklin Township into a better place with regards to compliance issues. And I will be working really starting tomorrow to get those items in place and crossed off the list. I also think that as we go through open enrollment and some of the documentation and information that we're able to provide employees to help them understand how these plans work, how to best navigate these plans, work within the system that we all have to live in with health insurance and employee benefits, that everybody's going to have a good feeling about the level of service that we provide. Certainly, we will make sure that every employee of Franklin Township has our contact list with our email addresses and cell phone numbers. We are able to come out and meet with any employee one-on-one. Firefighter Disclosure, I'd be happy to come to the fire department one day and maybe sit down and do some introductions and field some questions. But as time goes on, we will probably have an opportunity to meet everybody and talk to everybody. But employees will be able to reach us directly with any questions, comments, or concerns. Our goal, of course, is to make sure that everybody is comfortable with the plan, programs and platforms that you have in place today. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Mike Levins, I got a question.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
I want to ask Mary if she'd like to put to rest the rumor that she has or has not worked with this agent or this insurance company in the past, and that would be it. I would just like to know the answer to that question.
The answer is no. He was referred to me by Paycor when we met with them, and he sent over his references. We've seen all the references and the information. And he's offered all 300 clients as references, so I feel confident that he can do the job. And I also just want to mention that if for some at some point, you know, anytime in the next year, if we feel that he's not what we wanted or need, we can always do another change of agent. But the goal is that you will be happy with him and that everyone will be continuing with it. same benefits they had, just enhanced with a debit card, so they won't have to front the expenses for their medical and other insurances. It'll be through a debit system, which will be very quick and less cumbersome.
Thank you. I'd heard that, and I just wanted to get clarification. Thank you.
And thank you for asking that question. And I'd like to bring Brian back in. Brian, two questions I'm going to ask you. First question I'm going to ask you, is there anyone in the township, trustees, anyone that you've been affiliated with in the past? The second question is, I'd like you to talk about what your contract means and how long you're contracted for and what binds us. The floor is yours, sir.
Sure, thank you. So the answer to the first question is I am not aware of anybody at Franklin Township that I have ever spoken to or had any previous relationship with. Obviously, I don't know every employee at the township at this point in time, but as Mary had mentioned, the first time that we had an opportunity to speak was roughly, I'd have to look at my calendar, but 3.5-4 months ago, and Mary has spent quite a bit of time vetting myself and my organization. But no, I'm not affiliated with anybody at the township, including the trustees. And the second question, answer to your question, which Mary touched upon, is we do not sign contracts with our clients. Now, we will sign a BAA, a business associate agreement, but that's really for HIPAA and letting you know what our roles and responsibilities are with protecting that data and things like that. But we do not sign any contracts with our clients. And the reason that we do that, and Mary mentioned this, if we do not meet or exceed your expectations, then you are under no obligation to remain with myself or Preferred Benefits. So you have the ability to talk to whomever you want, whenever you want, and if we are not meeting or exceeding your expectations, you have the ability to move whenever you would like. So we don't sign any contracts, but as the agent of record, we do have the ability to speak with the insurance companies on your behalf, to negotiate with the insurance companies on your behalf, and at renewal time, have the ability to shop the market to make sure that the Franklin Township is getting the best deal available to them for the plan designs that they would like to see.
With that being said, just a quick assumption, if you would, do you feel that that we could do any better with what we currently have, hypothetically?
Well, the plans that you have today, you can't, as far as from the employee standpoint, you really can't do better than that. The employees have very little, if at all, if any, out-of-pocket expenses. The answer to your question, though, is it is my understanding that you have not shopped the market in a number of years, and that does not mean that another carrier would come in and offer a better deal. But 3 years or 4 years in the insurance business, especially the last 3 or 4 years, is a very, very long time. Most of our clients shop the market every single year because it does change from carrier to carrier, how aggressive they're going to be, how they want to grow their blocks of business and things like that. Now, with the HRA that you have in place, you can have any plan design with any vendor, United Healthcare, Anthem, Aetna, Medical Mutual of Ohio. You're backfilling all of those deductibles and out-of-pockets using the HRA. So to answer your question, is there a better opportunity out there to lower costs without impacting the plan design for the employees? I don't know the answer to that question, but if you don't shop the market, you don't know. And that's one of the things that we would do, is to make sure that if we can get you a better deal, once again, without impacting the plan designs for the employees, it is our due diligence to go out and make sure that we show that to you.
And I'd also like to make another statement there. With in regards to what our chairman, Alex, has mentioned, that there would always be a seat at the table for the fire department, police department, road department, all departments when we would do this. So at this point, the reason I'm mentioning the way that I'm mentioning this is because I didn't want rumors to say that things are going to change and, you know, we're contracted that, you know, you have to have this kind of service and et cetera. What is going to change starting now?
Well, as of now, literally the only change that's going to transpire, Trustee Fleshman, is the change in the insurance broker, who the township and the employees will contact for questions, requesting additional information and things like that. The plans themselves are going to, at this point in time, they are renewing with all of the vendors effective January 1 on the same exact plan design and same exact HRA structure that you have today. So the change is the contact, the broker contact for not only the township but for the employees. The other change, which I think is a positive, and I think the employees are going to really, really like this, is the addition of the debit card as of January 1. So the employees are not going to have to pay their expenses up front, file a claim for reimbursement, and then get a check, you know, 3, 2, 3, 4 weeks later. They're going to be able to swipe that debit card at the point of service, which eliminates any of the claim filing or lengthy reimbursement processes. So those are the only two changes. The plans themselves, at this point in time, for January 1st of 2021, are going to renew as they sit today.
And if you would, I mean, someone that's maybe hearing this for the first time, I'd like, and Ron, if you have any questions, and then also Sergeant Moore, if you have any questions, because this would be going back to the group, this is a good time to ask. Explain the debit card. Is it your own personal debit card, and then it puts money? What debit card are we talking about, and how long does it take to get this debit card? What's it look like, and et cetera?
Sure. Very good question. So the third-party vendor that we are going to be working with, and we're going to be starting that process. We're going to be starting that process tomorrow. So what happens basically is Ameriflex is going to build the plan in their systems, and they're going to create a plan document which outlines how the plan pays, who's responsible for what. It basically is the legal document when you have funds changing hands, basically. And so what happens is the township is going to set up an impress balance with Ameriflex, and on a typically what is a weekly basis, now once again, this is January 1 and beyond, Ameriflex will notify Mary or whomever at the township that they are going to sweep the account for X amount of dollars. And Mary or whomever at the township has access to all the reporting data to see exactly who utilized the funds in that previous week, dates of service, amounts, et cetera, et cetera. So on a weekly basis, Ameriflex is going to sweep those funds out of the account, and it can be the same account that you're pulling funds from today. But what happens is between now and January 1st, once we load the HRA plan design, the debit cards are going to be loaded with the amount of money that the employees have access to, which today is basically all of the deductible, all of the out-of-pocket, including copays and things like that. So when that member gets that card on January 1st, they are going to be able to start pulling those funds out of the HRA that has been provided by Franklin Township. So each member is going to get a physical debit card. It looks just like your bank card today. I believe the color right now is like a dark blue. It'll say Ameriflex on it, and that will be preloaded with the funds.
I'm going to interrupt you a second if I may.
Yep.
So most places, you know, you have a PIN number or et cetera, or it has your name on it. You know, what I'm getting at is maybe one of the firefighters is on duty, but the wife takes the card and takes the child to the doctor.
Yep.
How does that work?
Great question. So once again, when we load the information into Ameriflex, they are going to know who's enrolled as a single, who is enrolled as employee, spouse, employee, a child, and family. Spouses do get debit cards as well. If the debit card has a unique number and it's 12 digits, it will have an expiration date that's usually about 3 years out. Actually, I'm sorry, about 2 years out. Prior to that expiration date, of course, Ameriflex will automatically send out new cards and things like that. But the answer to your question is those folks that are on like a family account or employee spouse or employee child, any member of that family can use the card. Typically, children under the age of 18 do not get a card themselves.
So let's just say, for instance, we have a situation where someone may be divorced, and the children, you know, they may have co-parenting or et cetera. would the other party have a card as well for their child?
Well, in the situation of a divorce, I would probably want to verify how that works with Ameriflex. But I do believe in that situation that the divorced spouse of the member would not get a card for themselves. The member would, and they can share that card with the spouse. Remember, of course, that there is a manual claim process as well. So let's say, for example, someone loses their card and we reorder a new one and they don't have it in time and they have to get a prescription filled. They can pay for that prescription and then we file a manual claim process. So for a divorced spouse, usually the enrolled spouse will provide that card to them. But I can verify that with the Ameriflex. Maybe there's exceptions to be able to get the divorced spouse the card in that situation.
Okay.
I'll follow up with the Ameriflex on that, and I can certainly let you know.
Sure. And what I would like to do, I don't know, I think Mr. Stevens is on. Ron, if you have any questions, or Sergeant Moore, if you have any questions that, I've asked as many in scenarios as I could at this particular time, just so that in the meeting, we don't walk away from it and think that rumors are going that it's this or it's that. So I try to think of as many questions I could so that when we walk away from this meeting, we know that what's factual. So I'm going to open the floor if anyone has a question.
Vice Chairman, this is Robin.
Yes.
I wanted to take an opportunity to ask Brian, as this is going into effect, it sounds like immediately, and I just got done taking notes on the manual claim process. If for some reason, heaven forbid, that one of our members has an incident in the middle of the night, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, going into tomorrow morning, would they have to then do the manual claim process because we don't have anybody to call, we don't have any contact information? How soon are our employees going to know what to do?
Well, hi, Robin. Great question. So I can send Mary and or yourself our contact information. I can send it over this evening as soon as we get off the call. That document is just a preferred benefits contact list. It has all of our cell numbers, obviously my cell number included. So employees have the ability to call me whenever they would like. So if that situation occurs tonight, employees can obviously reach out to me directly. What we will be doing is as we gear up information for open enrollment, all employees will receive what's called a benefit guide. And this benefit guide is a 12, 14 page PDF document. We will put lots of good information in the benefit guide about what is an HRA, how it works, how the debit card is going to work, information on Ameriflex, and things like that. So we're going to continue to provide the employees information from here till the end of the year so that everybody's going to be comfortable as of January 1 with regards to how the process works and who they need to contact and things like that. But really to answer your question, though, anybody that up until midnight tonight, if there's any claims incurred through 11:59 this evening, those are going to be filed with Linda Falk for reimbursement. Any claims incurred after midnight tonight will be submitted to Brian Lenzo at Preferred Benefits. And it will be the same process from here till the end of the year that you have today. You're going to file the claim, you're going to attach a copy of the EOB, and then the employee will be reimbursed via check. So that process isn't going to change. It's just the organization that the claim form and EOB is submitted to will be Preferred Benefits versus Linda. As of January 1, then the debit cards are going to be used, but employees have until the end of January to file claims for any claims incurred in 2020. So for example, you have an employee that files a claim on December 30th, well, the time they get their EOB and their invoice, you're 2 weeks into January, they can still file that claim through January 31st to get reimbursed for claims incurred in 2020. We're going to lay this all out in the open enrollment documents and things like that. certainly we have the ability to set up go-to meetings, Zoom meetings, where during open enrollment, so employees can call in, they can get a quick review of their benefits and ask questions and things like that. But the HRA reimbursement process, once again, through 11:59 this evening, those claims are going to be filed with Linda. Anything after midnight through December 31st are going to be filed through Preferred Benefit.
Okay. Any questions from anyone else? Hearing none, we are adjourned. Thank you. I hope everyone has a good evening.